History is full of events. History is also divided by events. Things happen, and history changes course.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
From that moment 50 years ago, history divided into all of the consequences of the death of a president, consequences we are living today. And then there's the history of what might have been, an unspoken history that begins with what might have happened that day in Dallas if there had been no bullet. There was a speech written and scheduled for the Kennedy trip to Texas. Its words being sung right here. Kennedy's words, the voices of the South Dallas Concert Choir, a piece commissioned as part of the 50-year commemoration, written by retired music teacher and choir director Joanda Jordan.
I'm Joanda Jordan. I was asked to do this and thought it was just, I just said, yes, we'll be glad to do it, having no idea that I had to write the piece. But I accepted the challenge, and actually I'm somewhat proud of it. It turned out quite well.
We ask, therefore, that we be worthy of our power and responsibility, that we may exercise our strength with wisdom and restraint.
And that we may achieve in our time and for all time the ancient vision of peace on earth goodwill toward men.
This speech sounded so much like him. Because it was saying, we want peace on earth, goodwill toward men, but before we can achieve any of these things, we've got to straighten up ourselves. And unless the Lord keep the city, unless we are kept by God, then it's in vain.
That must always be our goal.
I just tried to feel some music that would express the words. I tried to find inside some music that would make the words flow and that would be true to the thought, the idea of the words. I just sat down and started writing.
For it was written long ago.
I was alive and well at that time, so I've been around for a minute, and I remember so well the atmosphere, the attitude in the country, not just the city, but in the country at the time. JFK seemed to have been trying to push forth a attitude of fairness and equality in a city and a country that was satisfied that we already had that. As I heard one politician say, I don't know any hungry people. Therefore, knowing that, I could feel what this was about because I actually lived it. I was there.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.